back in December 2006, I went on a meditation course, Vipassana 10-day silent retreat, and it had some pretty interesting consequences for me. Basically, I had a manic psychotic episode as a result, really, and I've been meaning for quite a while to document all of this, and talk about it, let people know, whoever's interested, you know, how it all happened, I suppose, and that sort of stuff. So this is just an introduction, really, and so what I'm going to talk about is, first of all, why I went on the Vipassana course, and what was my basic understanding of what was going to happen on that course, sort of learning the technique, silence, all that sort of stuff. Then I'll talk about what actually happened on the course, so what it was like, and I'll be talking about what happened to me, and my understanding of what happened, and what the sort of things that I was being taught, and the methods that were used, and what it was like to be there, and that may be different from what was, you know, the intended result of the teachers. And then I'll describe what it was like to be manic, which, in a way, it's sad to say it, but it's probably also true, that it's probably the happiest or most enjoyable moment of my life to date, and probably, quite possibly, will you know, barring heavy drug use, it will be the only, I'm sure that I won't be, I mean, mania is just this massively awesomely excited and perfect state, really, I suppose, but it's not, because it's not real, and it's in that makes it very dangerous, and yeah, so I'll describe what it was like to be in that state, and then I'm going to talk about really the sort of the crash, I suppose, if you will, and being taken into the care of the mental health services, and what that was like in New Zealand, extremely good. Yeah, I've only got really, really good things to say about that. And then sort of what it, after you've gone manic, often, and certainly in my case, you often go depressed afterwards. That's why it's called bipolar, two poles, manic-depressive. These are all synonyms. And yeah, so what it was like to enter in depression, and what that was like, and, you know, then the decision to go on antidepressants and sort of come out of it, I suppose, and how long that's taken, and, you know, where to from here. So that's what I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to break them up roughly into those sections, and if there's bits you want to listen to or don't, that's fine. Very open to feedback. I'm certainly not looking for, you know, people to say, you know, what on earth. Well, a positive word, I mean, whatever, doesn't really bother me. I'm pretty happy where I am at the moment. Anyway, right, so there you go. Thanks very much.